A musical that opens on Broadway tonight has already won the Pulitzer Prize for Drama. It's called A Strange Loop, and here's how the cast describes it in the show's opening number.
Big, black, and queer as American Broadway.
Big, black, and queer as American Broadway.
Big, black, and queer as American Broadway show.
This big, black, and queer as American Broadway show was written by Michael R. Jackson. When I asked him to explain what this semi-autobiographical musical is about, he described it this way.
So A Strange Loop is about a black gay musical theater writer who works as an usher at a Broadway show, who's writing a musical about a black gay musical theater writer who works as an usher at a Broadway show, who's writing a musical about a black gay musical theater writer who works as an usher at a Broadway show at infinitum, and is sort of cycling through his own perceptions of himself and his own self-hatred.
I want to break the cycle that's so ingrained in me, but change comes way too slow and I am in a hurry. There's all of
a couple years ago, I spoke to Jackson for the Kentucky Author Forum's podcast series Great Podversations. At the time, Jackson had recently gotten the good news that he'd won the Pulitzer after the show's off-Broadway run. And he'd also gotten some bad news. The show's Broadway opening was postponed indefinitely because of the pandemic. Well, 2 years later, that long-postponed opening night has arrived, and so we're bringing you an edited version of that conversation from 2020.
I hate days like today.
Hi, Pulitzer Prize winner Michael R. Jackson.
Hi, how are you?
I'm good. How does it feel to have that attached to your name now, like forever and ever and ever?
I'm into it, but every once in a while I have like a moment of, I can't believe this.
This show is so much about being an outsider and not being accepted by the mainstream and feeling like apart from, it's got to be like a mind bleep to suddenly be embraced by like the biggest awards there are, right?
Yeah, I mean, it definitely wasn't on my vision board for sure. You know, and especially this show in particular, just because the way that it started was such a, like a personal thing for me. And like, I'd never expected it to go any of the places that it went when I began it.
You began it like almost 20 years ago, right? Just after 9/11?
Yeah, like around 2001. And it was just a personal monologue that I sort of wrote for myself as I was about to graduate from college at that time. It was just a monologue called Why I Can't Get Work, because I was about to graduate from playwriting school at NYU. And I just wasn't sure what was like in store for me. And I just wrote this monologue about this young black gay man walking around New York wondering why life was so terrible. And it just sort of took on a life of its own slowly but surely after that.
What was the first song you wrote?
Memory Song.
5'4" high school gym sneaking a cupcake. These are my memories. These are my memories.
I wrote it when I was in grad school, and that song like went over well enough in my class that my teacher encouraged me to continue writing my own music.
These are my memories of one lone black gay boy I knew who chose to turn his back on the world.
I have a love of what sort of classic Broadway is and can do, but I'm also like a black queer man living in the world, creating his own stories and narratives. So part of the game for me of writing A Strange Loop, and this is something I only came to over time as I was making it, was that I wanted to invite everyone in. And so that means, yes, your grandparents, like I want to invite them in with melodies that sound, that could be a classic melody or a big toe-tapping Broadway show, and then with content that is very challenging. So it's always been, for me, this push and pull between form and content.
Did people give you notes that you had to tone things down and you resisted those notes? Or did people support you all the way, like, write about the grinder hookup, write about the, you know, all of the other things that, like, we haven't seen on Broadway before?
So fortunately or unfortunately, because of the sort of the various zeitgeists of time, again, remembering that I started writing this piece in the first Bush era, no one cared, like, what I was doing. Like, how cute for you. You're a black gay musical theater writer. Who cares?
Uh-huh.
I was left to my own devices to make whatever I wanted to make. And so I just did that. And then I was ushering at The Lion King and Mary Poppins and Aladdin for periods of time. And I saw what like big Broadway was up close. And I was like, oh, that's not really what I do. And so I just did what I wanted. So then by the time the show started to sort of emerge, the culture had shifted and was a little bit more receptive to what the show was on some level.
Tyler Perry, Tyler Perry, Tyler Perry.
And then the person who you more than call out, like the show is in some ways built around, is Tyler Perry, who I understand got in touch with you.
He did. He did not see the show, but he heard about it. And then he listened to the cast album after we spoke.
And?
He didn't give me any feedback about it. We just talked. He just called me to congratulate me about the Pulitzer and to like tell me that he was going to beat my butt.
Because Tyler Perry writes real life. Tyler Perry writes real life. He writes stories we can swallow like Popeye's chicken and biscuits.
He writes stories we can follow like we follow the drinking board.
I think it's really interesting that even before the racial justice protests around police violence and larger issues, you were talking about the way that this show represents kind of like the everyday misery of being a queer Black man that is not associated with acute instances of like physical harm and danger.
Correct. Right. That was also really important for me, is that like I wanted to also, while dealing with the everyday misery, it was also important to me that people see a Black man, a Black queer man, not being sacrificed to police violence and slavery.
So how do you see this story fitting in with a national conversation about the legacy of slavery and police violence and all of the other, like, you know, towering historical and present day injustices?
So I see it fitting in exactly as it does. It's the story that I told with the creative team that I made. And like, it's one patchwork and a quilt of many stories, but it's not the entire story. And so I don't think that even as we are grappling with these issues nationally, it's not the whole story. Mm-hmm. It's part of that. But I think that that also goes to this idea that we're always in every group that is always dealing with the individual versus the group. A Strange Loop is about an individual person trying to figure out what's wrong with him and then learning nothing's wrong with him.
Yeah.
And so that's one story. What's the next Black queer man story? What's the next one? For me, it's like, it's a very complicated, it's like there's this national thing going on and then there's like individual people in their lives trying to figure it out.
I am the story's writer. I'm barely scraping by.
Michael R. Jackson spoke with me in 2020 for the Kentucky Author Forum's Great Podversations. Jackson's Pulitzer Prize-winning musical, A Strange Loop, opens on Broadway tonight.
I claim to have a plan, but feel like nothing more than an angsty gay Black man.